The Beatitudes make an excellent text for All Saints Sunday. There's a common theme. Each is intertwined with each other, and yet each is rich in its own meanings. My focus is on this one. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed, fortunate, happy. Do I mean that those who experience grief are happy or fortunate? No. I don't mean to imply that, nor am I saying that celebrating All Saints Sunday is the only time for a fresh mourning of those who have died and now are with the Lord. Rather, this festival Sunday is a celebration of the quality of faith that characterizes saints. Remember all God's faithful, living and dead, by remembering how the Lordship of Christ has grasped, informs, and supports all saints while they're on their faith journey. Some background into our text. The crowds were coming to Jesus. His fame is spreading. So aware of the crowd and his own mission, Jesus now is teaching his disciples what it means to be a disciple and what his teachings offer. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Mourn for what? For whom? Every saint that I have known did not spend time being sad. Yes, they did mourn their personal loss, but not as others mourn who have no hope. What other kind of mourning is there? The prophet Isaiah in chapter 61, he writes, "To comfort all who mourn," he was speaking about mourning for the condition of the world. When God wills only what is good and humankind fractures that will, God's disciples mourn. Why? Because God mourns. Jesus mourned over the city of Jerusalem when he said, "O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophets, stoning those who are sent to you, how often would I have gathered you as children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wing, and you would not." And instead of turning and walking away, Jesus went on into that city to do only what he could do. Jesus' mourning for the condition of the world caused him to carry his cross. You and I live in an imperfect world that is not news to anybody. Gang violence, child abuse, human trafficking, racism on the rise, elderly abandoned, terrorist attacks, charity scams, conflicts all over the world, and that's just a short list. And we mourn. But do we mourn enough? We spend millions annually to light up crowded stadiums around the nation, but relatively little sums on research to light the darkness in the human soul. Jesus' very life and death is an example of voluntarily mourning for others. As his church, you and I are called to share the pain of others. People suffering, the death of loved ones, the breaking up of marriages, the grieving of having a rebellious child, struggling with long-term health issues, emotional challenges, caring for aged parents, we are called to bear the burdens of others. As a society, how do we mourn? We stay away. We look away, move away, turn off the TV, or develop laws to insulate ourselves against such realities. God's word instructs us to mourn enough is to risk getting involved, seeking solutions to address real needs of those we encounter. Have you ever had this experience? Someone is struggling in a situation and you paid no attention, then later felt guilty for not doing something. Completely aware that our lack of action betrays our sense of who we are as children of God. You and I are called to bear the burdens of others. Why is it that we cannot fully appreciate our health until we get sick, or appreciate our relationships until we experience loneliness? It is true that no one can understand or address the lonely like one who has suffered loneliness. No one can visit the sick in a more effective way than one who has experienced a serious illness. And no one can be truly be with one who mourns until we have felt that deep loss themselves. There's another form of mourning, a form typical of the behavior of God's saints. God's saints mourn the empty promises of this world in favor for the promises of God. Many in our world live under the illusion that this world is all there is. Imagine the amount of money and energy and time we spend keeping from looking old. And we're still getting there. We can get caught up in a world that has a philosophy that if you don't find happiness now, you're never going to find it. We can be tempted to buy into the assumption that given a little more time and money and research, we won't die from collisions, cancer, or heart disease. We are so arrogant. Story is told of an executive from New York attending a meeting out of town. At the end of the day, he was distressed to learn that the last flight back to New York was canceled. Another board member, also from New York, invited him to fly back on his private plane, which he accepted enthusiastically. All was very luxurious on that private plane. The lounging was comfortable. They ate and drank well. A limousine met him at the airport, drove him home. Where there was, the fireplace was lit. All was relaxed. And as he went in and sat down in his chair, he just commented, "Ah, who needs God?" Jesus' followers, his saints, know well such security and comfort in this world will be turned upside down because this world cannot sustain or fulfill its own glory. The saints of God know any worldly security without God is an illusion. The saints of God mourn the enticement and the mix-up priorities of this world. Our aim as God's saints, you and me, is to live faithfully. Blessed are those who mourn the empty promises of this world in favor for God's promises. And we know the deeper meaning to those words. Blessed are those who mourn, for they have learned to mourn their own sins. Many are content to live without examining their life, because sin for them is something trivial. God's saints mourn because they're aware of their own sins and are quick to pray, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." God's saints will say with the psalmist, "My sins are ever before me." But God's saints also know God is ever before them and their source of forgiveness and new life is in him. Blessed are they who mourn for their neighbor's sins. God's saints, you and me, mourn because we know the power of living in Jesus Christ, and we want that for others. Look around this morning. Look around. Who's not here? Who have we not seen for a while? God mourns their absence. Do we mourn enough to let them know that we also miss them? Blessed are they that share God's mourning. Amen.